The doctor said, "No, you were very close to be dead, right? You're very lucky to be alive."
Bjorn Borg starts his new memoir, Heartbeats, with a story about being rushed to a Dutch hospital in the 1990s after overdosing on alcohol and drugs.
This decision, stupid decision, to be involved with this kind of thing, so really destroys you.
He said in a recent video interview with the Associated Press that he quit tennis at age 25 because he realized he no longer cared whether he won or lost. The 69-year-old Bjorg's 292-page book will be released in the United States on September 23rd. The Swedish tennis great and 11-time Grand Slam champion closes the memoir by revealing that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I'm Gavin Coolball.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.